You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Great question from James Baker today, and one that we often we talk about it, I don't want to say in passing, but it's we almost forget what we don't know, and this is a great question to remind us. One from James. James saying, I'm looking for some help on training details. My current training plan says to run at a specific pace, which is not in line with my current zone 2 heart rates. I thought I was supposed to keep the mileage slow, that 80-20 principle in the beginning to build a base, but if I run at the prescribed pace, my heart rate will definitely exceed my zone 2 limits. Am I missing something?
Great question, because we get this often in terms of should I be training to pace or should I be training to heart rate? And really, the first thing comes down to those zones that you're looking at, James, how have you worked those zones out? If that's just something your Garmin is spitting out at you, that's probably based off an age-related heart rate. And there's so much unreliability with those equations that I would recommend that we don't necessarily use that as your set zones. So that's the first thing. Let's just make sure that we're getting these zones or your heart rate readings as reliable readings. And we've hammered on about this in terms of getting reliable heart rate readings, using a chest strap, and all of that is really, really key. So first and foremost, we need to make sure that the zones you're working towards are reliable and accurate and relative to you. Okay, so that's the first point. And I'll touch on that in terms of how we measure that in a sec. But essentially, when we're talking, are we going to be running to pace or heart rate? Ideally, your heart rate is going to be the measured metric. That is going to be so specific to you if it's measured reliably. And that's the metric that we want to use. And so if your pace is too fast for that equivalent heart rate, then we want to almost not, I don't want to say ignore the pace, but we want to train specifically to heart rate and that RPE. How are you feeling in that session? Is that session easy? That is really what we want to start training towards. And eventually that pace will start correlating at the same sort of heart rate. Your body, you will get more efficient at utilizing all the different fuels, and the body does get better and you do get a little bit faster at that similar sort of heart rate. So that's the first point. If we're looking at pace versus heart rate, I'd always go with the well-measured internal variable as opposed to the external variable, which is pace, and so that we're really ensuring we're working in the right energy system and in the correct zone from there. In terms of working out your zones, as I mentioned, those Garmin or the wearable device sort of formulas aren't always as accurate. They're very general. And so we want to have something that's relative to you. And so doing more of a threshold test to work out your zones is what we would recommend. So that's a 30 to 40 minutes hard, sustained effort. So a nice long warm-up beforehand, going out and doing either whether it's 5 or 8K time trial, and then taking your average heart rate from that. And then from there, we can work out your zones that would then be very specific and individual to you, and then we know that we're getting the right sort of readings.
Cool. Great question. Thank you very much for that, Shona. Much appreciated. Look forward to catching up again next time.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.